O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Hey Dayala Guru Kirpala, page 68. There is no one like you. There are many like me. We got tired of bathing in the waters. We did many burning austerities. Day and night, I weep and remember you. Come soon and meet me. Why are you delaying? O beautiful one, in order to meet you, I heard many criticisms. Now the soul of Ajaib has awakened, because in the end, the beautiful one has visited. O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you.
Hey, Dayala Guru Kirpal. Hey, Dayala Guru Kirpal. Rakhiya Yasa Teriya. Rakhiya Yasa Teriya.
Hey, Dayala Guru Kirpal. On a yagi jinde ajai bedi. On a yagi jinde ajai bedi. A kare sonne me paia feria. Sonne me paia feria.
O beautiful one, in order to meet you, I heard many criticisms. Now the soul of Ajaib has awakened, because in the end, the beautiful one has visited. O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. And an announcement. The long-awaited work to replace the hall carpet will begin today after lunch. But we are planning for next week's Sunday satsang to be in the hall and then back to the usual schedule. But as we mentioned before, please note there will be no carpet in the hall. We'll still have the cushions and blankets, but the floor will be bare. And also, please help out. Remove any blankets and cushions that you picked up from the piles. Please take them back to the piles. Don't leave them in the hall, sitting in the hall. And any personal belongings that you have here in the hall, take them home with you today. The vestibule is going to be used as part of the work, and there won't be room for you to store things there. And finally, the maintenance committee at the ashram would like you to fill out a short survey about your current experience of air quality, comfort, acoustics, etc., in the meditation hall. So please pick up a questionnaire, if you can, at the bookhouse after the satsang. Thank you. All right, our first reading is continuing in a satsang of Master Kripal's at Sawan Ashram many years ago. It doesn't have a date for the satsang here in the magazine, but continuing. Master says, in the Bhagavad Gita, a Vedic scripture, it says, not with repetition or austerity, nor by rites, nor prayer, nor scripture, not by giving alms, nor by pilgrimage. There are countless other things mentioned, and finally it says, not even by control of the senses can the jiva realize me as quickly as in the company of a realized person. The company of the Master is gained through great good fortune, and only in his company will the mind cease its perpetuation and be perfectly still for a while. Who is the Master? He is born in the same way as other men, taking on the human form, and we can daily see him eating, drinking, working in the world, and yet, Sadhu and the Lord, there is no fraction of difference, O brother. These are the words of Guru Arjan. So where does mastership begin? He who transcends the nine doors and goes into the beyond, in full control of his whole being, he can know what a master is. The nine doors? The two physical eyes, two nostrils, mouth, two ears, and the genital and excretory orifices. He who can withdraw his attention and go out through the 10th door at the back of the eyes is well on the way to becoming a realized soul. But where are we? Whoever has lived all his life at the sense level and whose religious practices are on the same level can hardly be expected to have knowledge of rising above all these things. He will definitely get rewarded for all his good actions, but he will come again and again into creation as he considers that he is the doer. These are the gold and iron chains described by Lord Krishna when speaking of good and bad actions. Salvation comes only through the holy Nam itself. In Ramayana, it is likened to lighting a lamp in a hallway, whereupon the light will fall both inside and outside. This illustrates the effect of the repetition of Nam on one's inner and outer life. To repeat Simran is the first step. The appearance to the devotee of the one whom the repetition is for is another matter. If you have not loved the Guru completely, you are not really near the Nam. The Lord within each one sees whichever of his children are yearning to meet him and makes the appropriate condition for them to come to the feet of one in whom he is manifested. It is a very rare privilege to meet a true guru, and yet those who meet him do not love him completely. With outer show, they touch his feet and sing his praises, but rarely do they obey his wishes. All masters tell the devotees to do their simran and bhajan. Hazur used to say, "You people give one-tenth of your earnings, so you should also give one-tenth of your time. One-tenth of a day is 2.5 hours. Some sit for merely 5 minutes, some for half an hour, many not at all. Others sit when the occasion fits their mood. If the connection which is given at initiation is not increased, what happens? The attention remains outward and does not withdraw and invert. A person may sit hours on end, and others may think he is a devoted meditator, but inside he sees nothing. The face he shows to the world is white, but in the court of the Lord it is black. O brothers, awake. This is the time to understand what is what. The masters come, lift up their hands and shout to the world, O brothers, do your meditation, for without it you cannot be free. It is said, take the Guru's teaching, for without devotion many clever ones have drowned. Learning and high degrees are of no use in this sphere. There was once a very learned man who, upon approaching a river one day, asked a boatman to row him across. The boatman agreed, and while they were crossing the river, the learned man asked him, "Have you had any education?" The boatman replied that he had received no education at all. The learned man remarked, "Oh dear, you have wasted half of your life." Halfway across the river, the boat sprang a leak and began to sink. The boatman asked his companion, "Did you ever learn to swim?" The man replied that he had never learned swimming, and the boatman remarked, "Well, all your reading and writing is wasted here." And he swam to the shore. Now, I'm not suggesting that no one should study at all. Education is good in its place. But if the soul does not learn to leave the body at will and has not derived intoxication from being drenched in the color of Nam, no amount of speech or action will achieve success on the spiritual path. Remember this fact, for it's clear and simple. The masters all explain the truth in very simple terms. The masters in truth say, make your meditation. Listen. Open your ears and listen. He who has made his meditation has made everything. He whose meditation is not made will enjoy no meaning in his life's achievements. There is great purpose behind this emphasis on the importance of meditation. If your daily life is not under control, try to bring it in control, or give more time to meditation, and you will be able to gain control quicker. He who becomes the conscious co-worker of the divine plan will find that his righteous life is made. Whatever he does will be performed righteously. He will not be able to act otherwise. The reason behind your failure is that you have not truly loved your master, but have merely made a show in various ways, physically or financially, or by lip service. There's no one who has sacrificed his mind to the guru. Without giving up the mind, there is no success. The mind was sold to the Satguru. This server's work was correct. Give the mind into his keeping. This physical form is the master's. This wealth is the master's. This mind has been given too. Those who can do this will receive the greatest gift. The receiver may be a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, etc., for all outer religions are merely labels. We are all simply human beings. A human being is a soul with a body, and the soul's caste is the same as God's. We are all the Lord's children, but unfortunately are going along in forgetfulness. And when we come to the Master, what does he teach us? This possessiveness has gone since I got the Master's company. There is no enemy, no stranger. All now are very dear to me. The change comes from within. We are human beings. But before that, we are soul, the indweller of the physical body. Why is there so much dissension? When the people have right understanding, then peace will reign on earth. This is the only panacea for all ills. It always was and always will be. Whenever man forgets the truth, the unity already existent in all, then sorrow and misery descend. The most effective cure for all distressing conditions is to join the soul back to the Lord and realize, in truth, the unity that exists. Nam is the panacea for all ills. Nam is no mere outer expression or show. It is a term given to the all-knowing and ever-existent Lord. Nam is the sustainer of Khand and Brahmand. It is the God in action power, which is controlling the whole creation, Khand and Brahmand, and to be connected with that power means to meditate on the Nam. Those who have meditated on the Nam, their toils shall end, and their faces shall flame with glory. Not only shall they have salvation, O Nanak, but many more shall find freedom with them. The most urgent work before us is being spoiled by slothfulness, all because the love for the Guru is not developed. Christ told his followers, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And we are also told, "He who obeys the Guru's wishes knows what God is." But do we obey? If we would obey implicitly for 6 months, we would see the magical change in our condition. You can get salvation in this very life. If the giver is there, where is the pain in receiving? But unfortunately, the one who was supposed to receive the priceless gift is deep in slothfulness, sleeping or drifting away in the clutches of the senses. Those who receive something decide to put it away and ignore it. How can you expect the worldly conditions to change if you are not changing? I will give you an example from the life of Guru Nanak. A disciple named Bhai Ajita once questioned the Guru, "Maharaj, you say that some have had but a fragrance of Sikhi, true devotion to the Guru, and some live under the protection of a true disciple. But there are some who taste the nectar from a true disciple. Please give me the darshan of these three types of followers." Now, listen carefully to this story. Guru Nanak took Ajita to a certain house at night. And houses in those days were made with inner courtyards. The owner said to his family, "There are some holy men outside. We must feed them." But they were very poor people with a very meager fare, and they collected a piece of bread from each one's share, and with devotion offered it to Guru Nanak and returned to their places. Guru Nanak and Ajita passed the night in singing praises of God, and in the morning the Guru sent Ajita to tell the owner, "We are leaving now." The owner replied, "Brothers, you are going? Then go. Who asked you to come?" As they walked on their way, Guru Nanak told Ajita, "This man has had a little fragrance of discipleship. This type of person will listen. They will serve both financially and physically, etc. But they will remain where they are." You see, when someone gets a slight fragrance, they are ready and willing to do anything. And yet, when they leave that fragrance, all their aspirations are forgotten. Ajita then said, "Maharaj, I see this type of man every day. Now, please show me one who lives under the master's protection." They went to a village and entered the house of a large family, who entertained and fed them with great love and devotion. When night came, they said, "Maharaj, have mercy on us. How can we control our mind? We are pitifully imprisoned in this world. Show us the way to salvation." So the whole night was spent listening to the advice of Guru Nanak until the sun rose at daybreak. When the Guru showed his intentions to depart, the family quickly cooked more food and packed it for their journey. As the Guru left, they pleaded for his grace and begged him to look after them and return soon to their home. So Guru Nanak explained to Ajita that this was the type of people who live under a true master's protection. How many people can you find who will spend the whole night talking about the Lord? Have you met anyone like that? Such people have hope of salvation. They may not go anywhere just now, but there is hope later. Ajita then said, "But what about those who have gained the essence of truth from a master?" And Guru Nanak promised to show him such an example. Some days later, they went to another house where there lived a man and his wife and two sons and a daughter, who were imbued with the love of the Guru. They all received and entertained Guru Nanak with respect and devotion. To show true devotion to a master is like showing it to God himself. The wife immediately retired to the kitchen to prepare food. Her son came running to help her, but he slipped on the floor and fell down and died. Of course, she was distressed, but thinking of the karmic laws, she attributed it to give and take, and then thought of the saint that had just come to her home. Resolving that the incident should not mar the occasion, she hid her son's body in a room under the covers of a bed, meaning to tell her husband only after the departure of the saint. Meanwhile, the husband had gone into the courtyard for something, accompanied by his younger son, who suddenly slipped, fell down, and died. The father then had exactly the same thought as his wife, and he hid his son's body in another room, after which he continued devotedly to help prepare the meal. When the food was placed in front of him, Guru Nanak picked up the small daughter, and placing her on his lap, he asked her, "Where are your brothers?" And she replied, "They are in the lap of the Guru. In life or death, we are all in his lap." Guru Nanak then picked up a morsel of food and put it into his mouth, but he couldn't swallow it. He said, "It will not go down my throat. They have bound me by their love and complete surrender to the Guru." And turning to the father, he said, "I want to meet your sons, so kindly call them." The husband and wife both became alarmed, for both were concealing the facts and did not know what to do. But the Guru insisted, so the husband called the names of his two sons. At once, both boys came from their respective rooms where they had been lying. They told of their interesting sleep, in which both were held in the lap of the Guru. Who can imagine the joy in the hearts of the parents? Guru Nanak turned to Ajita and remarked, "Now, this is the type of person who enjoys the very essence from the Guru's presence." This last example was one of true living, the kind of life that we must learn to live. You can see for yourselves where you stand at present, and the only reason for that position is that you do not know how to truly love the Master. Why would he who rises above his mind and senses try to keep you imprisoned here in them? It is the fervent wish of whoever has tasted the real nectar that everyone should enjoy the bliss. Meet the Master, my brothers, and take the true Nam into thy keeping. Tie this life's treasure to thee here and hereafter. The treasure of the Masters has value in both worlds. So where does the negative power stand in this? Negative power comes in when we do not truly love, we do not obey, or we only obey as far as our mind agrees. This is what is called the power of negativeness. We even go so far as to give advice to the Master at times. Hafiz of Shiraz made the startling statement that if your guru tells you to drench your prayer mat in wine, then do so. Why? Would the one who has the intoxication of Nam wish to trap you in the worldly intoxicants? We should try to carefully understand the Master's teachings and what lies behind them. Not waste time in intellectual wrangling and reasoning. When an officer gives the orders to fire, the soldier must fire, and the responsibility of the decision rests upon the officer. So our duty is to obey and die if necessary. As long as the condition of our mind does not develop to this kind of obedience, we will not get the full benefit that the Nam has to offer us. The Guru is not ignorant of the pathways to spirituality. You've got the connection, then daily increase it. And if you learn to obey without question, the color of this world will fade and you will be dyed deep in the color of Nam. Disobedience results in being consumed perpetually in the fire of the senses, not only in this life, but hereafter also. When someone remarked to Lord Vishnu that he must be very busy always preparing the hells, etc., for so many erring souls, he replied, "No, I do nothing. The souls bring their own fires and are consumed in them." We go through life strictly according to the inner condition of the mind. The masters show a straight road out. But the worldly people object to it, being convinced that he is doing nothing but obstructing the fulfillment of their desires. The master comes to give the true understanding of life, but the people chase him away, protesting that he has come to rot their roots by flooding them with water. They do not or will not understand the deep meaning of satsang, although in all religions it is stated that there is no salvation without Nam or word. It is already within you. You have but to be made aware of it. That person who is already all awareness can awaken you. He who has no light radiating within cannot show it to others. It is a work impossible to be accomplished by intellectuals or those learned in sacred scriptures, etc. Get the full benefit of meditation and increase it day by day. The more you increase it, the nearer you will advance toward your goal. If you refuse, the day will come when you will be filled with regret for the lost opportunity. It is all a very simple matter of fact, and outer show of respect will achieve nothing. Learn to obey implicitly. This is the secret in a nutshell. And that concludes that satsang. And our further reading is in a discourse that Sanchi gave in Rajasthan in February of 1980. This is on one of Guru Nanak's bhajans in the Sukhmani. And what I'm going to do is start by reading the verses of the bhajan up to the point where we'll pick up the reading. So in the Sukhmani, the bhajan, Guru Arjan says, "God has all power, and he knows the pains of all. By remembering him, one gets liberated. I sacrifice myself for him," says Nanak. "The Lord joins the broken strings. He himself nourishes all the souls. In his heart there is concern for all. No one is rejected by him. O my mind, always remember the Lord. He is the imperishable one and all in all. Nothing happens by one's own efforts, although he may desire it hundreds of times. Nothing will be of any use to you except him. Nanak says, one gets liberation by meditating on one Nam. If one is handsome, he should not be proud of it, as the light of God shines within everybody. Why should one become proud if he is wealthy, since all wealth is given by him? If one is called a brave man, what can he do without the power of God? If one becomes a donor, that soul should know that God is the giver of all. He whose disease of egoism is removed by the grace of the Master is always free from all disease, says Nanak. As a pillar supports the floor of a house, the Shabd of the Master supports the mind. As a stone put into a boat swims across, a man gets liberated by clinging to the Master's feet. As a lamp brings light in the darkness, a man gets brightened on having the darshan of the Master. And we'll pick up where Sanchi says, if there is a dark room and we burn a lamp there, that room becomes full of light and we become very happy. In the same way, if there is any darkness within any dear one, when he sees the light, when he has the darshan of his Master within, he also becomes very happy, as if the room has become full of light. Guru Nanak Sahib says, the happiness which one gets from the darshan of the Master cannot be described in words. And again, lines from the hymn, as one finds his way in a great wilderness, the divine light is manifested by joining the Sangat of sadhus. If anyone goes into the forest and loses his way there, but if he comes across any person who knows the way, and if he is put on the way by that person, he can easily get to his destination. In the same way, we are also lost ones in this world, and we don't have any knowledge about the light of God. But masters, because they have come from the light, and they know about the light, when they make us acquainted with the light and put us on the way of the light, we can easily get to our destination. But we cannot get the knowledge of that light unless we come in the company of the Master. And from the hymn, I want the dust of the feet of such saints. O God, fulfill this desire, says Nanak. Now Guru Nanak Sahib says, fortunate am I to get such saints by meeting whom one can get the light manifested within. I always have the desire that if I meet such saints, I will wash their feet and drink that water, and I am always ready to sacrifice myself on such saints. And again from the hymn, O foolish mind, why do you weep? We get things according to our destiny. Now Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, O foolish mind, why are you worrying for yourself day and night? Why are you involved in anxiety? You will get only what is written in your fate. Whatever is in the will of God, you will obtain only that. Saints, do not mean to say that you should throw away all your tools and not work, as you will only get what is written in your fate. They mean to say that whatever is written in the will of God and whatever is written in your fate, you will get that, but even to obtain that, you have to work hard. You should always make efforts from your side. From the hymn, God is the giver of pains and happiness. Abandon others and remember Him. If pain comes, then that is in the will of God. If happiness comes, that also is in the will of God. So we should rise above pains and happiness and do the devotion of God. And from the hymn, take it with joy, whatever He does. O ignorant man, why do you wander astray? Whatever is happening in the will of God, you should be happy in that. You should always accept all happenings as the will of God. Why are you blaming God for whatever He is doing to you? Whatever is happening, that all is happening within the will of God. And whatever God is doing, that is all for the good of the souls. Because only God knows what is good or bad for the souls. And whatever He does for any of us is ultimately good. So why are you blaming Him? Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, whose writings we are reading now, was tortured to death by the Orthodox people. In Lahore, he was made to sit on hot coals while hot sand was thrown on his head. When Mian Mir, one of his disciples, came to know that Guru Arjan Dev, a real saint, was being tortured in Lahore, he went there. And when he saw that Guru Arjan Dev was made to sit on the hot coals, he asked him, Gurudev, what is this? What is happening? Allow me, and I will raise the city of Lahore to the ground. But Guru Arjan Dev replied, Mian Mir, I can also do that, but this is all happening in the will of God, and I like the will of God. It's very sweet for me. Then he said, O Lord, your will is sweet, and I like it. And Nanak always requests and prays for the gift of Naam. Guru Arjan Dev was the abode of peace, and that is why he did not do anything against the will of God. Even though he was tortured to death, still he accepted it as the will of God. And again from the hymn, what things came with you that you are attached to them like a greedy moth? Just think, when you came into this world, when you were born, what came with you? Did your mother come with you? Or did your father come with you? Did your relatives come with you? Wealth, pride, honor, all these things which you have now, did all these things come with you? And the things to which you are attached now, did they come with you when you were born? What will go with you when you leave the world? Just think what will help you when you leave this world. And from the hymn, in your heart, repeat the Naam of the Lord, and go to the real home with honor, says Nanak. If you want to be honored, do the meditation on Shabad Naam, because this is the only thing which will go with us when we leave this world and go back to our home. Nothing else from this world will accompany us. And from the hymn, the merchandise which you came into this world to obtain is the Naam of the Lord, which can be found in the home of saints. The merchandise for which you have come into this world is the merchandise of Naam. And where will you get that? You will get that only from the shops of the saints. Only from the saints will you get the wealth of Naam. from the hymn, "Give up egoism and trade your mind for God's Nam, and then weigh the Nam of the Lord in your heart." If you want to get benefit from the saints, you can get that only by having humility within, and only by becoming poor and humble in front of them. There is no other way that you can gain their pleasure and get benefit from them. If you don't have humility within, if you don't always go and request them, and if you don't obey them, you will not be able to get any benefit from them, as humility is the only way by which you can gain the pleasure of the Master and then get benefited from him. Kabir Sahib says, "One should never give up the company of the saint. We should always walk on the path which is shown to us by the saint, because as soon as we see the saint, we become holy. And when we accompany him on the path, he makes us meditate on Nam and get liberation." And again from the hymn, "Load the merchandise of Nam and go with the saints, and abandon all other deadly evil entanglements." What is the merchandise or wealth which will liberate you from this world? The merchandise or wealth of Nam is the only thing which will liberate you from this world. So give up the company of the worldly pleasures and do the devotion of Shabad Nam. And one more reading. This is a short poem of Kabir. "Where is the night when the sun is shining? If it is night, then the sun withdraws its light. Where knowledge is, can ignorance endure? If there be ignorance, then knowledge must die. If there be lust, how can love be there? Where there is love, there is no lust. Lay hold on your sword and join in the fight. Fight, O my brother, as long as life lasts. Strike off your enemy's head and there make an end of him quickly. Then come and bow your head at your king's durbar. He who is brave never forsakes the battle. He who flies from it is no true fighter. In the field of this body, a great war goes forward against passion, anger, pride, and greed. It is in the kingdom of truth, contentment, and purity that this battle is raging, and the sword that rings forth most loudly is the sword of his Nam." Kabir says, "When a brave knight takes the field, a host of cowards is put to flight. It is a hard fight and a weary one, this fight of the truth seeker. For the vow of the truth seeker is more hard than that of the warrior or of the widowed wife who would follow her husband. For the warrior fights for a few hours, and the widow's struggle with death is soon ended. But the truth seeker's battle goes on day and night. As long as life lasts, it never ceases." Our tape is from a talk, continuing a talk that Sanchi gave in September of 1994 in Durban in South Africa. This talk was called "Keeper of the Treasure."
रतन प्रगट होए मन मुख मूल ना जाननी मानस हार मंदर ना होए।
दो प्रकार दे इंसान संसार विच मिलते हैं, एक मनमुख है एक गुरमुख है। हिंदू शास्त्रां दे विच बयान कीता है मनमुख और गुरमुख दा। गुरु नानक ने भी मनमुख और गुरमुख दा भेद दस्या है। मुसलमाना दे अंदर भी ओ शैतान और रहमान कहिंदे है। इस वास्ते आ प्यार ना कहिंदे है। गुरमुख लोग यकीन नाल प्यार नाल भरोसे नाल गुरमुखां दे दस्से होए रस्ते उत्ते चल के परमात्मा नाल मिलाप करदे है। जेडे मनमुख लोग है ਉਹ ਯਕੀਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਕਿ ਐਡਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਸਰੀਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੇ ਮੰਦਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੱਡੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਚਰਚ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸੰਖ ਮਰਮਰ ਅੱਛਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਉਹ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਯੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਟੂ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਪੀਪਲ, ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ, ਅਨਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਮਨਮੁਖ। ਆਲ ਦਾ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਸ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਪੀਪਲ, ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ Gurumukh is the one who follows the master, and the Manmukh are those who obey their mind. Guru Sahib has also talked about these two kind of people. Even in the Muslim scriptures, they talk about two different kind of people. One is called Shaitan, other is called Rahman. Manmukhs, the Gurumukhs are those people, those who with firm determination believe in the words of the master and follow the path of the masters, and finally they go and meet God Almighty. Whereas Manmukhs are such that they never believe in the words of the master. For them it is very hard to believe that such a big God would be residing within us. They believe or they think that God Almighty is either sitting in some golden temple, or he is sitting in some very big church, or maybe the place where there is a lot of marble stone, he is sitting over there. They can never believe, and they never believe that God Almighty is sitting within them.
मन मुख मूल ना जाननी मानस हार मंदर ना होए। हार मंदर हार जियो साजिया रखिया हुक्म सवार।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖੋਜ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੰਦਰ ਖੁਦ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਖੁਦ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਇਮ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੈਟ ਟੈਂਪਲ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਵਿਚ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਮੇਡ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਮੇਨਟੇਨਡ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਥਰੂ ਹਿਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ।
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਦਾ ਯੁੱਗ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਵਿਸਤਾਰ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਪੰਜ ਤੱਤ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਪੰਜ ਤੱਤ ਦਾ ਪੁਤਲਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਕੋਈ 6 ਤੱਤ ਦਾ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਿਆ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ 4 ਦਾ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਏਜ ਆਫ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ, ਬਟ ਇਨ ਹਿਜ਼ ਬਾਣੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਇਨ ਡੀਟੇਲ, and he has said that God Almighty has made the human being made up of 5 elements, but up until now no one has become successful in making the human being made up of 6 elements or 4 elements.
Kis tarah ek tat dusre da virodhi hai, pani agni da virodhi hai aur agni hawa di hawa agni da virodhi hai aur hawa da akash virodhi hai.
You know that how each one of the element is opposite to the other element, how the fire is opposite to the water, and how the air is opposite to the earth.
Oh shabad di taagti hai jehdi inna sara nu mila ke kam kar rahi hai.
It is only the power of the shabad which is keeping all the elements together and is making them work together.
Is vaste guru amardev ji maharaj kehnde hai ke ਇਹ ਮੰਦਰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਆਪਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਇਮ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ।
ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੈਜ਼ ਮੇਡ ਦਿਸ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਥਰੂ ਹਿਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਨਟੇਨਿੰਗ ਇਟ।
ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਹਨ, ਹਰਕਤ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਜਵਾਨ ਹਰਕਤ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੱਤਾਂ ਬਾਹਾਂ ਹਰਕਤ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦੋਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਆਪਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਕਿਰਨ ਉਠਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ, ਜਵਾਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੀ, ਲੱਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਰ ਫਿਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਜੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਮਾਜ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਕਾਇਮ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਉਠਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਮੁਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਕੈਪਟ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ, ਆਵਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ, ਆਵਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਆਰ ਮੂਵਿੰਗ, ਆਵਰ ਫੀਟ ਆਰ ਮੂਵਿੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਬੋਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਡ ਐਂਡ ਲਵਡ ਬਾਈ ਆਲ ਅਵਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਿਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਵਿਦਡਰੋਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਬੋਡੀ, ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਵੀ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਆਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਫੀਟ, all those parts of the body stop functioning, we cannot see with our eyes even though we have them, we cannot move our hands, we cannot walk with our feet even though we have them, and all our family members and the relatives, those who used to love and appreciate us when the shabad was present within us, once the shabad is withdrawn, then those people, they don't care for us and they all want to get rid of this. So meaning of saying is that this body is maintained or we are appreciated only when the shabad is present within us. When the shabad is withdrawn from our body, no one wants to pay even a penny for our body.
Hare mandar har jiyo sajya rakhiya hukm sawar tor lekh likhya so ਕਮਾਵਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਮੇਟਣ ਹਾਰ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਦ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੁਲਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਅਜੇ ਇਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਰ ਚੱਕਰ ਲਵਾਉਣੇ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕੈਪਟ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਂਡਸ, only he knows that when he has to bring back a particular soul to home or how long he has to keep this particular soul wandering in this world.
Jin mastak toro har likhya tin satguru milya aap pyar na kende hai oh parmatma toro likh denda hai ki is atma nu guru milega aur eh guru de naal pyar karega vishwash naal eh shabd naam di kamai karega.
Only he in whose fate it is written to meet the master meets the master, he lovingly says that only those in whose destiny, in whose fate it is written that he will meet the master, he will love the master, and with firm determination and belief he will follow the path of the master, only such souls come to the master and they take advantage of him.
Nanak satguru tanna malaya tan jin turon pya sanjog.
Nanak says that only those people meet the sadguru for whom it has been determined in the true home.
ਤੋਰ ਲੇਖ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਸੋਕ ਮਾਵਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਮੇਟਣ ਹਾਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਚੀਨ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਇਆ ਸੱਚ
ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ।
Now he lovingly says that the peace is in the naam, in the shabad, the contentment is in the shabad.
ਜੋ ਮਨ ਸਾਡਾ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਹਿਰਨ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭਟਕਦਾ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਰਸ ਪਿਆ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
The mind who is running here and there like a wild deer and is dragging us into the pleasures and the passions, when we make him drink the elixir of naam, he becomes quiet and peaceful.
Shabd chin sukh paaya sache nai pyar har mandar shabd सोहना कंचन कोट अपार।
जद असि महात्मा दे कहण दे मुताबक सिमरन दे जरिए नौ द्वारे खाली करके अखां पिछे आ जाने हैं, अस्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण तिन्ने पर्दे ला के पार ब्रह्म दे विच पहुंच जाने हैं। आ प्यार ना कहिंदे है इह देह साडी सोने दी बन जांदी है कि जेड़ा मन साडा अगे कागबीरती सीगा विशे बकारां दा आशक सीगा इहनू मोती चुगण दी जिवें हंस मोती चुगण दी आदत हुंदी हंस नूं इसे तरह इह नाम दा अमृत पीण लग जांदा है इहदी आदत ही बदल जांदी है दुनिया चो।
नाउ अकॉर्डिंग टू दी टीचिंग्स ऑफ द मास्टर्स व्हेन बाय डूइंग द सिमरन when we rise above our body consciousness and come to the eye center and after crossing over all those things and when we come when we rise above our physical body and come in the astral body when we reach there in the parabrahm then our body becomes that of gold. The meaning of this is earlier our mind had the quality as that of crow but after we reach there our mind changes its habit and it gets the habit of the swan. Just like the swan always likes to eat the pearls, he never pays any attention to the dirt. In the same way, our mind also, instead of going after the pleasures and the dirt of the world, always looks for the elixir of now.
Hare Mandar Shabdi Sohna कंचन कोट अपार। हर मंदर एहो जगत है गुर बिन कोर अंधार।
जैसे आप दे अंदर वड़ के उस दसवें द्वार दे विच पार ब्रह्म दे विच पहुंच जाने हैं आत्मा तो सारे गुलाब ला लेने हैं फिर सानू सब जानी है कि इस सारा संसार ही जड़ा है ए परमात्मा दा बनाया होया हर मंदर है।
When going within ourselves we reach the smadwar or the tenth door and when we are able to remove all the covers from our soul then we come to realize that this whole world is the true temple of God.
इत्थे पहुंचा होया साधु दे दिल अंदर किसे वास्ते कोई पिन भेद नहीं रहिंदा गा वो सारे संसार नू अपना समझदा है सब समाजां नू अपनियां समाजां समझदा है उस दे अगे अमीर गरीब दा भेद खत्म हो जांदा है औरत मर्द दा खत्म हो जांदा है।
द साधु हू रीचेस दिस प्लेस फॉर हिम ऑल द डिफरेंसेस दिस वर्ल्ड कम टू एन एंड फॉर हिम इट डज नॉट मेक एनी डिफरेंस इफ वन इज द मैन और वुमन और इफ वन इज पुअर और रिच फॉर हिम ऑल द डिफरेंसेस ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड कम टू एन एंड।
वो किदे नाल नफरत करे क्योंकि परमात्मा दे सारे ही मंदिर उस नूं नजर विच आउंदे है।
होम कैन ही हेट बिकॉज ही सीज एवरीवन एज द टेंपल ऑफ गॉड।
हरे मंदिर एहो जगत है गुर बिन कोर अंधार। दूजा पाओ कर पूज दे मन मुख अंधगवार।
असी मन मुख है मुग्ध है गवार है क्योंकि परमात्मा साडे अंदर है असी ओदी खोज बाहर जाके करन लगे पए हैं द्वैत विच फसे हुए हैं।
वी आर द मनमुख वंस वी आर द इग्नोरेंट वंस वी आर द इगोइस्ट वन we go out and search for him whereas God Almighty is within us.
Dooja pao kar pooj de man mukh andagwar jithe lekha mangiye तिथे देह जात ना जाए।
हुण गुरु साहिब प्यार दे नाल कहिंदे है कि प्यारियो जिस जगह ते जाके साडा हिसाब किताब होना है ना साडी उत्थे देह जानी है ना साडी जात जानी है।
Now Guru Sahib lovingly says that the place where our accounts are going to be settled, over there neither our body will go nor our religion will go.
ਮਤਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਫਕਰ ਹਾਸਲ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮਤਾ ਇਹ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਨੀਚੀ ਜਾਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਗਰੀਬ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ।
ਲੈਸਟ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਆਨਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਹੋਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਅ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਟੂ ਐਂਟਰ ਦ ਹੋਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ।
ਜੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਜਾਤਾਂ ਪਾਤਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੱਬੀਆਂ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ, ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਅੱਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੜ ਕੇ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ।
ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲਸ ਕਾਸਟ ਔਰ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਬਰੀਡ ਅੰਡਰ ਦ ਗਰਾਊਂਡ, ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲਸ ਕਾਸਟ ਔਰ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਬਰਨਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਬਿਨਾਂ ਨਾਮੇ ਸਭ ਨੀਚ ਜਾਤ ਹੈ, ਬਿਸ਼ਟਾਂ ਕੇ ਕੀੜੇ ਹੋਏ। ਕਿੰਨਾ ਦੀ ਨੀਵੀਂ ਜਾਤ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਲੇ ਨਾਮ ਨੀ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਲੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਲ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਵਿਲ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਰਟ। ਹੂ ਆਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ? ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ।
ਕੌਣ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਦੀ ਜਾਤ ਉੱਤੀ ਉੱਚੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਰਿਹਦੇ ਸ ਉੱਚੇ ਉੱਚਾ ਸੱਚੇ ਆਪ ਸਮਾਮਣੇ ਆ।
ਹੂ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਹਾਈ ਕਾਸਟ ਵੰਸ? ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ they are of the high caste because they always go on remembering him.
Guru Nanak ji de jeevan ghatna ek ohna de itihas vich aundi hai ke oh kise jimindar de paas jande hunde san, ohnu kehnde hunde sige bhai tu bhakti karya kar, oh kahe ke mere aje bacche yaane hai chote hai, main phir bhakti karya karunga, aakhir bacche bade ho gaye, phir oh kehne lage ਤੂੰ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਵਾਦੀ ਕਰ ਦੇਵਾਂ, ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ। ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਬਈ ਤੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਜਪਿਆ ਕਰ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਲ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ। ਆਖਰ ਬਲਦ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਲੇਖਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਫੇਰ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਜਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਦੇਖ ਸਾਥ ਦਾ ਬਲਦ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਹੋਰ ਲੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਜੋ ਆਪਦਾ ਹੜ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖਿੱਚਦਾ ਹੈ। ਆਖਰ ਮਰ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਬਣਿਆ, ਕੁੱਤਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਜੋ ਤੜਕੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਜਾਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਕਿਤੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਪੂਛ ਉੱਪਰ ਪੈਰ ਟਿਕ ਗਿਆ, ਕੁੱਤੇ ਨੇ ਭੌਂਕਿਆ, ਲੜਕੇ ਦੀ ਲੱਤ ਨੂੰ ਮੂੰਹ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਢੂਹੀ ਤੇ ਡੰਡਾ ਮਾਰਿਆ, ਉਹਦੀ ਢੂਹੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾ ਵੜਨ ਦਿਆ ਕਰੇ। ਆਖਰ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਜਾਨ ਛੁੱਟੀ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੱਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ। ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਘਰੇ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਨਾਨਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹ ਰੋਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ। ਘਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸਾਰੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਤੇ ਗਏ ਹੋਏ ਸੀਗੇ। ਹੁਣ ਉਸ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਵਡੇਰਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਬੱਚਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਾਵਾਂ, ਰੋਣ ਨਾ ਦੇਵਾਂ। ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ। ਇਤਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਆ ਗਏ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਸੱਪ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਖਾਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਟੰਬਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਪਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਡਾ ਹੀ ਵੱਡ ਵਡੇਰਾ ਹੈਗਾ। ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਗੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਕੀੜਾ ਬਣਿਆ, ਉੱਥੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਔਰ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਥੀ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹ ਬੈਠੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਚੱਲ ਵੀ ਮਰਦਾਨਿਆ, ਆਪਣਾ ਇੱਕ ਭਗਤ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉੱਥੇ ਆਏ ਉਹ ਗੰਦੀ ਨਾਲੀ ਉਸ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੀੜਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ। ਜੋ ਬਾਹਰ ਕੱਢਿਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਫਲਾਨਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਨੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮੁਕਤ ਕੀਤਾ। ਪਿਆਰੇ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਪਦੇ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੇ, ਆਖਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬਿਸ਼ਟਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਕੀੜੇ ਤੱਕ ਬਣਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਦੇਰ ਕਮਸ ਅ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੈਟ ਵੰਸ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟ ਹਿਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਆਫਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਐਵਰੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਕਮ ਦੈਰ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਟੈਲ ਦ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਦੈਟ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਹੈਡ ਵਨ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਐਕਸਕਿਊਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਵੈਲ ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਜਸਟ grow up little more and then I will think about doing the devotion. Gradually he became old enough to get married and then Guru Nanak Sahib came there and asked him to do the devotion. He said, well, when I will have the children, then I will think about doing the devotion. Later on, he had the children, and then Guru Nanak Sahib returned to encourage him to do the devotion, and he said that my children are too young. Let them grow up and let them take care of all the work, and then I will do the devotion of Lord. So it always happened like that. Whenever Guru Nanak Sahib would come, he would always present one or the other excuse and he would not do the devotion of God. Finally, what happened when his children, when he became very old and he was not able to do anything more, and finally when his death came, he was so much attached to his family, to his children, that he came back to the same family, because you know that where you are attached, only there you go. So he came back in the same family in the form of the bullock, and Guru Nanak Sahib knew this, so he came there and he told that bullock that at least now you should think about doing the devotion of God. Again he presented this excuse. He said that you know that the other bull is very weak and I have to do all the work, and if I will do the devotion of God, if I will leave this, then it will be very difficult for my children to do their work. So he did not listen to Guru Nanak Sahib at that time also. Later on he died, and he came back in the same family, this time in the body of a dog. And every morning he would bark at the people, and he was very protective. One day it so happened that when his children were going out, one of his sons stepped on his tail, and he got upset and he bit that son. And that son did not know that it was his father, so he hit him with a stick and he broke his back. And he was in a very painful condition, but still he was very attached to the family. He left the body of the dog, and once again he came back to the same family. This time he came in the body of the snake. One day it so happened that one of his grandsons was all alone in the house, and everybody had gone out, and suddenly he started crying. Now out of the affection and the attachment he had for his children, he thought that let me go and try to make that grandson quiet. He did not realize that he was no more in the body of a human being, he was a snake. But because of the attachment, he came near the child, and at once, soon, somebody came from outside, and when they saw that a snake was very close to the child, they thought that he was going to bit him. So they killed him. And again, he was so attached to the family that he came back in the same family, this time in the body of a very lowly creature of the dirt. Now Guru Nanak Sahib knew all this. And he came to that place being accompanied by Mardana, his companion. He told him that there is a dear one who needs us, so we should go there. And when he came there, through his gracious vision, he liberated him. So the meaning of saying this story is that those who do not do the devotion of Naam, those who are attached to the worldly things, they come back into this world again and again, and they, because of their attachment, they even go to the very lowly bodies of the creatures of the dirt.
I will close with Sanchi's bhajan on page 58. Satguru Kirpalji Darshan Dikanda. O Satguru Kirpalji, just make us have your darshan. We, the jivas, are burning in the fire of egoism. This is the country of the negative power. We are afraid and terrified. O giver, showering grace, just save the dying ones. We got tired wandering in the world. We visited every place. O giver, we did not find any other place except your door. The beggars are standing at your door. Just give some alms. Remove the pain of birth and death. Deep is the ocean of life. Holding our hand, liberate us. Save us from the trap of Maya and attachment. You are present within everyone, but it is difficult to see you. You are the Lord. You are merciful, but your name is Kirpal. Graciously, O giver, just unite the separated ones. We did many rites and rituals and performed the austerities. We even bathed in the places of pilgrimage, but did not find the beloved of the heart. O Kirpalji, just remove the pains of Ajab. O Satguru Kripalji, just make us have your darshan.
Satguru Kirpal Ji Darshan Dikanda Jasara. Satguru Kirpal Ji Darshan Dikanda Jasara. Om Mehang Ta Ang Devi Cha Jive Asi Sarahe. Kalda e desh he darte asi ha dara he. Om me ang ta ag devich jive asi sara he. Kalda e desh he darte asi ha dara he. Karke daya datiya marade bachanda jazara. Karke daya datiya marade bachanda jazara. Satguru kirpal ji darshan dikanda jazara. Satguru Kirpal Ji Darshan Dikanda Jazara. Take Pir Pir Jagate Ko Ivitana Chateya. Tere Dar To Bajata Ta Ko Inadar Lapeya. Take pir pir jagate ko ivita na chadeya. Tere dar to bajata ta ko ina dar lapeya. Mangate dar te kare tu ker panda jazara. Mangate darate kare tu ker panda jazara. Satguru kirpal ji darshan dikanda jazara. Satguru kirpal ji darshan dikanda jazara. Jamane te marana ta e dukra nivarate. Mahabikara bhavasagar paho fadke tarate. Jamane te marana ta e dukra nivarate. Mahabikara bhavasagar paho fadke tarate. Chal maya mohda e to bachanda jazara. Chal maya mohda e to bachanda jazara. Satguru kirpal ji darshan dikanda jazara. Satguru kirpal ji darshan dikanda jazara. Gat gat devich vasaniha paratek namu halahe. Turabha he rahim he paranam to kirpal he. Gata gata devich vasariha paratek namuhal he. Turabha he rahim he paranam to kirpal he. Rehem karke datiya vichure milanda jazara. प्रेम हार के दातिया विचुरे मिलांदा जाजुरा सतगुरु कृपाल जी तार शांति कांदा जाजरा सतगुरु कृपाल जी तार शांति कांदा जाजरा कीते कारम कांद सारे तूने विता पालाए लाबिया न दिल द जानी तीर ताते नालाए कीते कारम कांद सारे तूने विता पालाए लाबिया न दिल द जानी तीर ताते नालाए कृपाल जी आ जाय बदे दुख रे मितांदा जाजरा कृपाल जी आ जाय बदे दुख रे मितांदा जाजरा सतगुरु कृपाल जी दर्शन दिखांदा जाजरा सतगुरु कृपाल जी दर्शन दिखांदा जाजरा
You are present within everyone, but it is difficult to see you. You are the Lord. You are merciful, but your name is Kripal. Graciously, O giver, just unite the separated ones. O Satguru Kripalji, just make us have your darshan. May God bless us all.